I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, I called my son to check in, the one who is in Chicago, who is the teacher, Aiden, and I hadn't talked to him in a couple of weeks, just kind of touching base on things that were going on. He teaches on the south side of Chicago. It's a tough environment, you know.
Wow.
Mainly, I don't know if he has any white kids in his classroom. He's one of only a handful of, you know, white teachers in the building. Anyway, that really doesn't have anything to do with the conversation. It's just that I was asking him if he had any time off, and he said, well, I do get Indigenous Peoples Day off on Monday, and I kind of chuckled and I didn't engage because I kind of wanted to engage. But instead of me engaging, President Trump engaged today, because here's what he did.
Today we have your Columbus Day proclamation for Monday, which we're signing a bit early. But this is a particularly important holiday for Italian Americans who celebrate the legacy of Christopher Columbus and the innovation and explorer zeal that he represented.
In other words, we're calling it Columbus Day.
Yes.
That's Will Sharp there.
Press that broke out in the press. That was, can you believe that? I've never seen that happen before. The press actually broke out in applause. Good. Columbus Day. We're back. Columbus Day, we're back, Italians. We love the Italians.
We love the Italians, so it's no longer Indigenous Peoples Day, which was ridiculous to begin with. We don't get that day off, though, do we?
I kind of forgot it was coming up.
Yeah. We get Veterans Day off here in a few weeks, which is on a Tuesday. Fred, Sue's off tomorrow. Were you aware of that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Sue's off tomorrow. But okay. Ethan's got the it covered.
Good deal.
He's going to do Sue's news. Right. Yeah. Okay, so Jane is off tomorrow as well. She's got a couple of weeks off. She'll be back, I think, on next Friday. But I had to send her an emergency message last night. And I don't even know where she is on the planet. But in all caps, I typed out in a text message, emergency, with 4 exclamation points. So you know it's serious, right? And in all caps, it's like George Gray when he does The Price is Wrong. You got to yell that! Emergency. I don't care if you're out of the country or wherever you might be. But for F's sake, I just tried to order more Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts, and they do not, capital letters, appear to be available on Amazon. I'm in crisis. I need help. This morning at 12:48, which tells me she's probably in a different country, says, I will help, LOL. But I go on there last night.
Did you go to Walmart?
Yeah, I've looked everywhere. Look, we could not find those in stores anywhere. Jane ordered them from Amazon, had them shipped, and she surprised me because she had asked for my address. I didn't really think about the reason. But then I get a couple of boxes of the Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts in the mail.
All right? Okay.
Went through those, polished through those in the last month. Need more. They don't appear to be available.
I just went to walmart.com, and the shipping will arrive for you on the 16th, which isn't great, but They appear to be on there.
So they're on Walmart. Down.
Yes.
Okay. Let's slow down here. Let's slow down just a second because the crisis might be averted. Why would they have them? Why would they have them online on Walmart, but not? Okay. Now, if I press this link, let's see, because you could have fixed me out.
Somebody has rated these only 3 out of 5, which I know. I
totally disagree with that.
Is not, you're not going to
agree.
See,
I don't see, I see it says what you're saying here, but I don't actually see the place where you can
order it.
Order it.
I'll
right.
add it to my cart.
Okay, this is Walmart retail. I
there
love to shop
is.
Live.
It's in the cart.
I think this is a scam, Sue. I think he's getting all of us to order.
Well, yeah.
Shipping
him.
Arrives October 15th for free. All right. So look, I
Price
went to Amazon.
Averted.
I will go to Walmart.com. Apparently, they're on there. Oh, my gosh. It makes me feel so much better. It really
does. Good.
Because those are the best.
And later, you can hunt down the person who gave it a 2 and say what's up.
They're my favorites. They really are. A listener just sent me this, and I always like stories like this, so let me share this. And thanks to Bruce, who shot this to me. He thought that I was no longer a subscriber to SDL Today. I am. I still pay for that rag, but I don't get it delivered at home. And most of you don't either, because they stopped delivering it on Monday now. So I don't know why anyone would have anything but a digital subscription. But Bruce wrote, since you no longer get the PD, you missed the article on, quote, banned, unquote, Books Week. I wanted to see how difficult it was to get these, quote, banned books. I love this. So he says, I requested each one from Amazon. They all came up immediately and available in any format you want, prices ranging from $9.95 to $14.95. Clearly, the left's definition of banned is different than mine. And this is something that is in, I guess, online right now. He sent me the article from someone by the name of Jennifer Bueller, who is an associate professor in the School of Education at St. Louis University. And she writes up this big piece that says, if you visit a library or a bookstore over the next few days, you're likely to see a display for Banned Books Week. You may be reminded of book bans that have occurred in our community, and you may have questions. What is a book ban? Why are so many books being banned right now? Why is there a week dedicated to this issue every fall? Yeah, I'd like to know that. It says Banned Book Week, October 5th through the 11th, we are in the thick right now of Banned Book Week, so you have to know that. It was launched, you see, by the American Library Association in 1982 in response to a surge of book bans following the 1980 presidential election. It was just because Reagan was elected. But here, you know what their definition of banned books is?
No.
Let me start with this. Okay. My daughter is in fifth grade, right? She's 10 and a half years old. Should the library at Stanton Elementary in the Rockwood School District, a fine elementary school, one of the best in the country, love it, big fans of the school, but would it be responsible for a library at an elementary school or even maybe a middle school or high school to have every age-appropriate book in there if you only have like 11-year-olds in your school? So if you have something that's a little bit more along the lines of adult content, whether it has to do with someone deciding they're mentally ill and trans or not, there is content that's not appropriate for kids, right?
I know.
We don't just let them have unfettered access to the internet on their school computers. We restrict that, right?
Yes.
Public libraries make decisions. By the way, you want to talk about book bans? Let's see how many of these local bookstores have Scott Jennings' book when it comes out, or Selena Zito's book right now. I like to talk about book bans. But here's how they define it. This is how they get around it. This is what Jennifer Bueller says in the Post-Dispatch. Any choice made by someone with more authority which prevents a book from getting in the hands of a reader is a book ban. Well, that's just ridiculous. So that's why I told you about the school situation to begin with.
Would your parent apply?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
So if I'm not allowing Alexa to read something or not allowing her to listen to Taylor Swift's explicit songs on her new album, that's a ban, right? It's a little different though, Fred, because as a parent, I don't think they're putting parenting decisions into book bans. But look, that's why the school example is the best analogy, because you don't have access. I mean, can I go across the street here and get anything that I would want from the public library downtown? Maybe I'd have a little bit more luck than I would certainly at a school library, and you should, because the school library is different.
It is.
And you shouldn't have access to all that. But, of course, they want to promote Banned Book Week with, you know, this is how they write these stories. Whenever this comes out, usually it's like Francis Howell or something like that, right? And there is something that comes before a school district. And this, my favorite part of this, we play the audio all the time, right? You have parents that literally go up to the podium on these school district meetings and they start reading from the books. And the school board members and the administration shuts them down because it's literally too profanity-laced or inappropriate or sexually oriented for them to even listen to in a public hearing, so they shut them down. But they think that that book is appropriate for a third grader, right? It's insanity. But here again, this is maybe where I have some hope for, you know, a change in the media. To call that a book ban and to offer, if Jennifer Buehler, who is teaching people at SLU how to become teachers, if their definition is that, every teacher in elementary school or middle school in America is a book banner, because they're not allowing their kids to have any book that they want. It's utterly ridiculous. It really is. The one story I have not had time to address today, and I will, and it's a doozy. I may save it for audio cut of the day. This is picking up a little momentum today, and I want to play the audio. Ethan is pulling it so I can execute this in the way that I want to. But there's a dude that went on a Delta Airlines flight, older guy. I think he might have been around upper 60, 70. He has a MAGA hat on. A couple of people on the plane wanted to take a picture with the MAGA hat on, and they did. But then the flight attendant comes up to this guy and asks him to remove the hat. And because he didn't put the hat away right away, Delta escorted him from the plane. He was very cooperative. The pilot came out to talk to him. And when you hear what the pilot had to say and how this whole thing went down, look, I made this very clear on Twitter about an hour and a half ago. I don't fly Delta if I can help it, because they suck. And I'm afraid that Southwest is going to suck now, too, because they're changing their plans. Delta has to be my least favorite. American Airlines right up there as well. But what they did here is so inappropriate and ridiculous when you hear it.
Ethan's got it,
but we don't have time for it right now. That's the thing. He broke all this audio out. It's really good. We'll have time, certainly. I may save it for audio cut of the day, but it's good stuff. So that's coming up. Sue's News around the corner. Attorney General.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, Catherine Hanaway coming up here after Sue's News. Senator Eric Schmidt used to be Attorney General. It all kind of goes together.
Used to be a lot of things.
We put the pieces of the puzzle together here on the show. That's all coming up here in just a little bit, but we got to do this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Isn't that nice?
It is.
It is National Pro-Life Cupcake Day. And I had to look that one up and say, what? Apparently, cupcakes break down walls and makes people comfortable. So if you are pro-life and want to discuss it with someone who isn't, you do it over cupcakes today. And it's National Moldy Cheese Day. I love a moldy cheese. Yes. Blue cheese. All of the ones around there. Fred, I'm guessing you're a no on blue cheese.
Oh, yeah, I'm a no on blue cheese.
Yeah, Mark Reardon.
No, I like blue cheese. I don't like mold, though. Is there a differentiation that I can make there?
That's what that blue is in the blue cheese. It's mold, you know. Anyone?
Okay. I don't think I like it anymore. Is that what it is?
Yes. It's moldy cheese is that. It's not the kind that grows in your fridge. But if you take it and you put it on a nice cracker with a little bit of honey,
I love it. I love it.
You can't beat it.
I've never tried that with honey, though. That's interesting.
Oh, Mark.
Blue cheese and honey?
Blue cheese and honey.
I can see that, maybe, but I never tried that.
Oh, yeah. Try it. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So Alexa tried to make this chocolate bread last night. It was her recipe. She wanted to do it all on her own. She made it. It looked really good. And it came out and she had me try it. She gave me an end piece, first of all. I'm like, I want an end piece. And then I didn't want to say anything. And it was kind of dry, right?
Yeah.
And Becky goes, you didn't put the buttermilk in.
Oh.
She goes, yes, I did. And no, she didn't. She put the 2% milk in and not the buttermilk. And it just,
but she
did a great job. It just, you know, needed the buttermilk, I think.
Maybe you could do that tonight.
We're going to see the movie tonight. We're
going to
see Soul on Fire.
Oh, that's going to be cool. All right. We have music for this one. And first is Ray. On this day in history, 64 years ago in 1961, Ray Charles hit number one.
Ray Charles.
I do too.
One of the best parts of the documentary that came out a couple of years ago about the making of We Are the World was seeing Ray Charles just do his thing and be a diplomat and say, let's try this, and he was so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so this was number one 64 years ago today on the pop singles chart. What was number two? I'm often asked that here on Sue's News, and I'm unable to answer.
I thought you knew.
But today, I have the answer.
I'll say the Beatles.
Oh, it's not. Oh. Here's what's number two to Roy Orbison. It's Roy
Orbison. Oh, you screwed it up, didn't you?
I can't even speak.
You just screwed it up.
Dang it.
And I like Roy quite a bit, too.
I was all right. For a while,
so this is the same year?
Same day in history.
Yeah.
Number one was Ray with Hit the Road, Jack. Number two was Crying by Roy Orbison.
Do you know if Crying ever hit number one?
It peaked at number two.
Oh, there we go.
That
there's
was
your
it.
Answers for you. Yeah.
That's why.
You couldn't tell that I've been
I love Roy in the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good stuff. Oh yeah, he's great in that.
That haircut is something.
Well,
he didn't change.
I'm commenting on the haircut. I'm commenting
that's
on the
fair.
Music.
And then on this day in history, I just thought this was interesting. 52 years ago, in 1973, was when Elvis and Priscilla Presley got divorced in Santa Monica. They had only been married for 6 years. But she was awarded, okay, now think, this is 1973 money, $1.5 million in cash, $4,200 a month alimony, but only for 1 year. I guess she was going to live off the 1.5. Half the sale price of the couple's $750,000 home and a 5% interest in two of Elvis's publishing companies. And it worked out for her. She never got remarried. She said while he was alive, she didn't think he could take it. And when
you mean
he,
if she remarried?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
She thought he would take that really poorly.
Probably.
And then she thought, you know what, it's not going to be the same. And she felt that it was all about him in her relationship. And it probably was.
Well, yeah.
And she thought, you know what, I don't know if I really need to do that again. So she never got remarried. But I went down the rabbit hole of who she dated. And she, before he married Kris Kardashian, before she became Kris Kardashian, she dated Robert Kardashian before Chris.
Before OJ and everything. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Hmm. And she broke up with him because he wanted to get married, and Elvis was still with us, and she said, I can't do it.
Wow.
I know. I go down rabbit holes, Fred. Mm-hmm. It's not pretty.
That's hurt my head.
Suck.
I'm trying to put that all together.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, and did you hear this? Gene Simmons from Kiss lost consciousness behind the wheel and crashed into a parked car in Malibu on Tuesday.
No, I didn't hear that.
He called it a slight fender bender because he's Gene, but apparently he went across lanes of traffic to the other side. He said he is completely fine. Apparently, according to his wife, the doctor had changed his medication of some sort and they had to readjust it. But yeah, he passed out, but everybody was okay.
Yeah, that scares the crap out of you.
Right?
And then you also have to wonder if the medication story is true.
Well, I think it is because he's not a drinker or a drugger.
Okay.
And according to, well, yeah, I'm not sure that's the official
about
term.
A face painter.
He is definitely a face painter. According to a new report, the average person has paid around $150 in tips they're not totally comfortable with over the past year. Would you say that's true, Ethan?
That feels kind of high for me, but I also try to not go out that much just to save money.
No, I understand that, and that's a good thing. Mark?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I feel a little bad because I tip and I tip generously, but when I go to the car wash, you know, I never have any money anymore.
Yeah,
you can
you're
do
not
it
a money
with
guy.
With the, you know, QR yes. code and stuff, but I sometimes don't take the time to do that. So shame on me because I feel like these kids are getting ripped off because none of us carry as much cash.
I was in a Fred, what about you?
I think that sounds a little bit high.
Well, I was in a situation the other day where I went to pick up takeout, right? So it's me, my gas. Somebody just puts it in a container and puts it on the side. And the minimum was 18%.
No.
And
see,
I'm thinking, what? And they said, there is a section that says other, and you can type in your own, but come on.
Does it not negate the entire purpose behind tipping?
Yes.
Look, if you tip like a couple of bucks if you're picking it up at the fast.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
So that's why I thought, I bet that 150 isn't so difficult to attain. I think that's probably right. When you feel pressure, there are situations where you feel pressured into tipping more than you want for a ride service or a hair salon or when you're picking up food. And they also say that overall 65% of people say they're fed up with tipping in general and they would rather just pay more for food and then have it given to the waiter or waitresses.
That's what the rest of the world does to a certain extent.
It is. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. And finally, in Sue's news, we do have today's random fact. The average weight for males in the U.S., Fred, what is your guess? 20 years or older?
180.
Not bad. Mark?
165.
And what do you say, Ethan?
190.
That is 199.8. The average weight for females is 170.8 pounds, which made me feel better.
We are a fat, fat country,
aren't
we?
Isn't that crazy?
199 is the average?
199.8.
Oh, is that it?
They
no,
can carry.
That's not tallness. That is blubber in America. I'll tell you that right now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, Sue, my daughter is so excited. We are going to see Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary movie, tonight. And John will be on the show tomorrow at 5:30. This is a big, big nationwide motion picture theatrical release. I'm seeing ads for it everywhere. They're heavily advertising on Fox and during some of the baseball playoffs and the NFL. So the film was made here in St. Louis, which is even more special. And if you don't know John's story, we'll share it with you tomorrow night. It really is incredible. Jack Buck, played by William H. Macy, plays a huge, huge role in the film. We are joined right now. We have a former attorney general coming up after 5 o'clock. Senator Eric Schmidt will be here. We have the current attorney general. She's new in the gig. Catherine Hanaway back with us this afternoon. Hello, Catherine. How are you? Welcome back.
Great, Mark. Hi, Sue. Thrilled to be on. After those ads, though, for roofing, generators, heating and cooling, I'm wondering if winter is upon us.
Well, it's going to feel like that way, I think, the next couple of mornings for sure. Before I start on some of the things that your office is doing, and this is certainly a topic that your office is involved in, we're hearing that the sheriff of St. Louis, Alfred Montgomery, has been arrested, and then he's in an ankle bracelet at this point. Can you give us an update? Because you've been involved in trying to get some things moving in a different direction in that office. So what's the latest on Sheriff Montgomery?
Well, so he got charged with 5 additional felony counts in federal court today, made his appearance and has been put on house arrest. And there is going to be a bond revocation hearing in federal court next Tuesday. This week, we filed for summary judgment, which means we think there are undisputable facts that should lead to his resignation. So that's kind of where everything is right now. It's all developing pretty quickly.
What were the new charges about? Different behavior or just some that were related to some
No,
things
they were
the
related to retaliating against and tampering with witnesses.
Okay. Would all this go away if he resigns or not?
Well, our case would go away. I don't know what happens to the federal case.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not the decision maker but... you know, our case just seeks to remove him from office.
You think he could have simplified it, but I guess not, right? Going to try to fight.
He sure could have, and he sure would have done the city of St. Louis a favor.
So I want to talk to you about a couple of the issues that are coming up on the ballot next year. But there was an issue or a ruling, if you will, upholding Missouri's parental consent law that is rather significant that was related to a lawsuit. So explain what happened there. This was a case that was brought in response to what passed last year, Amendment 3. There's another Amendment 3, and we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, so when Amendment 3 passed last year, the pro-abortion forces took the position that it repealed every single regulation and law in Missouri that governed abortions, including our law requiring parental consent. And then they sued to get that parental consent law off the books, and we beat them. We won. You still will have to have a parental consent in Missouri for an abortion.
It seems like such a no-brainer. I mean, I don't even know how that could be controversial, but I guess in some circles it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you take your child in for any other medical procedure, you've got to have parental consent. If your child goes in without you, they have to come back and seek your consent. And there are, you know, judicial remedies if the child is in some circumstance where their parents aren't qualified to give consent.
Now, is that decided once and for all, or is that still something that could be up on appeal somewhere?
No, I think they'll take it up on appeal. Okay. Right. Hopefully this measure that the legislature has moved to the ballot will clarify a lot.
On the topic of ballot issues, and this is where I always get concerned that people are going to get confused, and I think voters are going to get confused, but there's going to be another Amendment 3 next year that deals with abortion. And there was a story that came out, I think, 2 days ago about a judge okaying the ballot language in that particular issue. Is that something that your office is involved in as well?
It is. We had to defend that ballot language, and I will tell you that I think the Secretary of State did a very good job in drafting this ballot language. Initially, the court had some concerns about it. They redrafted, and we were able to successfully defend that language. And what is going to go on the ballot is a measure that would, in large part, repeal what passed last year. It would put safety precautions in. It would, you know, put back in the parental consent requirement. It would prohibit anyone from giving minors gender reassignment treatment. It would really repeal the more radical portions of that Amendment 3 that passed last year.
And is that so? It says the new language is pretty simple, isn't it? It says repeal Article 1, Section 36, approved in 2024, allow abortions for medical emergencies, fetal anomalies, rape, and incest. And that, my understanding is that, you know, that's a bit of a compromise, certainly, that the pro-life groups included in order to get this thing on the ballot and make it a little bit more sane.
That's absolutely right. And I think this has been a very good week for those of us who care about the sanctity of life. Both of these measures should protect life in Missouri more rigorously, but it is a more sane version and it would put those protections in the Missouri Constitution.
So we had I never played the audio, but there was a report, I think it was from KSDK yesterday, about a shooting. It hardly got any attention. It involved a 14-year-old kid. It was downtown here, not too far. There was another set of shootings last night. We know that the crime issue is still significant in St. Louis. We also know that federally, President Trump is sending in, you know, some troops to other cities. St. Louis has been mentioned on that list. Is the Attorney General's office, in coordination with the governor's office, involved in any discussions about those issues at this point?
Well, obviously, you know, in some ways, I'm the lawyer for the state.
Right.
So I don't want to get too much into any advice that I might be giving the governor on these issues. He has his own general counsel. But look, I favor the National Guard coming to Missouri. I think with the new mayor, with Gabe Gore, with the governor's emphasis on crime, with it being my number one priority, we have a lot of momentum going in the right direction. What we need is boots on the ground. The St. Louis Police Force just simply doesn't have enough officers at this point to patrol all the areas that need patrol. I support them so strongly, but they need help. Downtown is, well, you know better than anyone, downtown right now is largely unpatrolled. We've got to get people there. The block around our office in downtown is not a block you would ever want to walk unescorted. We're fortunate that we have guards at the door. It's a real problem, and it's preventing our region from coming back economically.
You know, it's even, I had my friend Fred Perry on last week from Columbia. Fred was a Boone County commissioner. We've known each other for a long time. We went to Mizzou together. But this crime issue is even affecting, you know, even smaller communities like Columbia. Now, obviously, they've had a lot of growth in the past decade in particular since Mizzou joins the SEC. But this is not just a St. Louis downtown problem. Even smaller communities are having issues. And some of the same reasons are happening, where you have touchy-feely people in mayor's positions or et cetera, and they don't think crime should be dealt with by police, but by social workers. So that's part of the issue that we're experiencing nationwide.
Absolutely, 100%. I saw the letter from the president of the University of Missouri calling for the policing in Columbia to be much more serious. And Fred Perry and I also went to Mizzou together. And
You know
he's
Fred?
He's been a friend for a long time. Yeah. I know Fred really well.
Yeah, I could tell you some Fred. But like, he was kind of running the Maneater when I was just starting at KCOU. So we knew each other from that cross-journalistic perspective because he was a print guy. But he's a character. But he's also passionate and very involved in those issues in Columbia and has been for decades.
And you and I will have to compare Fred's stories off the air one day, but he is a passionate defender and spokesperson for Columbia. And look, we're going to have to change our policing philosophy a little bit. We are going to have to focus on those who are just stoned out of their minds and living on the streets and preventing law-abiding citizens from being able to comfortably walk around downtown. There was a new statute passed last year that allows us to remove homeless people from public places. We need to start doing those things. I think we're also going to have a terrific U.S. attorney in Tom Albus. We're going to loan him some personnel to help work on those cases as well. Soon we'll be rolling out some additional very specific measures about what we're going to be doing in downtown St. Louis.
Awesome. Keep us posted. Catherine Hanaway, thanks for jumping on here with me this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Have a great weekend.
I want to do some of this Delta Airlines stuff right now. I did have a listener on the X4Way Twitter tell me that the hat that I'm going to talk about here was not Make America Great Again, but it was something like that, but it didn't say Make America Great Again. Now, that might change the context of the story. I always like to get it right. I'm not sure. To me, it looks like a MAGA hat, but this is starting to take off. So what happened was, this is a dude who apparently is from Georgia who's on a flight, and you'll hear a conversation. Some of the audio is a little difficult to hear. I think you'll hear the conversation, but the guy has a hat on. I think it's a MAGA hat of some sort. You'll hear him describe how he let some people take a picture with it, and then they asked him to take it off and keep it off, and then he has to go outside the plane. He's asked to exit the plane, and the pilot comes up and has a discussion with him. So here's how it starts a little bit.
So now I'm waiting for the captain to have a word with me. And I'm flying Delta, and I went on there and sat down, and I haven't said a word to anybody. I haven't done anything, but because of my hat, they asked me to step off a plane. So anyhow, I'm waiting for the captain. He'll be here shortly.
So you see his face in that video. Most of the video, he's just kind of has his camera out. It's pointed toward the pilot's chest, so you don't really see his face too
right.
much. And I bring that up because you don't really see the hat either. You see the red hat and the white letters, but I can't tell you for certain. You know, I've looked for this because the listener tells me it wasn't Make America Great Again. I haven't seen anything else or anything to indicate that it was something else. So then the pilot comes out.
So he's been, let me put you in my perspective. I have to comply with the wishes of everybody. Okay.
Well, everybody.
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 Yeah, exactly.
What about my wishes?
Okay. So.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I have to comply with the wishes of everybody? Well, what about this dude's wishes, right?
Deal. Safety is my number one concern.
I ain't never broke a law in my life.
I understand.
And I follow the sky priority, and I fly Delta. That's I wouldn't fly nothing else.
I hope you.
I haven't said nothing to nobody. Haven't touched nobody.
Let me explain.
Okay.
I hope you write this up. I do.
What?
I hope you write this whole thing up, okay? What happened?
All right, so that's an interesting comment because it sounds like the pilot saying, look, this is not really my policy, but I have to abide by it. But this is the point where he realizes, I think the pilot then becomes uncomfortable because he realizes the guy is recording this.
Delta Nation is off.
Believe me, I'm videoing it.
Oh, I don't want
to. No. I can video, but I'm being questioned here in front of people, but.
You and I are going to stop this.
Is Delta going to take me off the plane because of my hat?
Not because of your hat. It's because you're not complying with the instructions.
What's there to comply with?
My flight crew is in charge of safety.
Okay. And I'm doing something wrong? I've done that wrong in my life.
All right. So this is the reasoning is interesting here because the pilot tries to make the case that it's not the hat, sir, that's doing this. It's the fact that the flight attendants asked you to take the hat off and you didn't comply. And then you'll hear him say, what if I have another safety issue on my airplane? I now cannot trust you to comply because you didn't take your hat off. I'm telling you, that's what he says.
If you can't comply with the simple instruction of removing the hat.
The lady next to me asked to take a picture of you, so I put it back on. She was taking pictures for her daughter, and the next thing you know, they come right back over there
again. I don't know all the specifics. I'm just saying, I'm giving you the option, okay? Either you keep the hat off and you follow the instructions of the flight attendants, because in the case of an emergency, how do I know, based on this simple little issue, that you would follow their instructions in an emergency?
Oh, I'd be glad to help with everything if there's an emergency.
Okay. I mean, that's just dumb. I'm sorry. So then the flight attendant comes out, and this gets interesting as well.
Lady was taking a picture of it, and another guy goes, man, I love that hat. So they said...
He's videotaping us. He's going to put it on YouTube. So.
Oh, I ain't going to put nothing on the internet. I'm just making sure I'm protected my rights. I don't fly nothing but Delta. Right. I'm a Sky Priority. I fly all the time. Right. I wore this hat to Vegas. I wore this hat to Salt Lake City. Ain't nobody said nothing. So now, if there's somebody on that plane that's got something on their head or I don't like their shirt or their T-shirt, you going to help remove it for me?
Good question.
See what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense to me. I ain't trying to call. Don't let me hold the plane up.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll hold the hat.
Yeah.
But I'm going to address this when I get back because I think my rights are being violated.
I mean, he's trying to be pretty cooperative here, I think. And then she brings up, look, you know, if you have profanity or other things on your shirt, we ask you to cover that up.
Just don't say nothing bad.
Well,
do you think everything's been built back better?
Not in your situation. I have denied passengers that says, for example, bitch one, bitch two, or a profanity t-shirt, they have to cover it up. So the wordings doesn't...
If this had an F word on it, ma'am, I wouldn't even wear it in public.
I understand. I asked you, it's only an hour of flight. Just take it off during flight.
Right, and then the lady next to me, she said, put it on, let me take a picture. So I put it on, she took a picture, another guy took a picture, and then somebody walked up and said, we need to go talk.
Oh, no, okay.
You know, it hadn't been 5 minutes. The plane hadn't even took off yet.
It appeared, from what the flight attendant saw, that as soon as she left, you disrespected her wish.
I had other people sitting around me asking me to put it back on because they don't have the right to tell you to take it off.
Yeah, so at that point, you can even hear the flight attendant's kind of agreeing with the guy. All right, one more cut here. I mean, this whole thing is nuts, but I'm kind of angry that I don't know exactly what the hat says. You heard him refer to Build Back Better, so I don't know that it says Make America Great Again, but there's no profanity. I think we kind of get that from the takeaway here.
Yeah. But it appears.
It
appeared to the
flight attendant. But he agreed. As soon as I spoke to him, he took it off.
I just want to make sure that everybody on my flight understands that safety is number one.
Yeah.
And if we enter an emergency...
Well, this is violating safety in any manner. We got serious problems with Delta. I mean, this hat's just a hat.
Yeah, I mean... Right?
Right.
Yeah, you're not listening to my flight attendants.
Taking this thing way out over here.
Well, no, you're saying you're worried about safety.
It is. If you can't, the appearance, okay? So you tell me to do something, right?
I wouldn't tell you that. You're the captain.
No, just you and me talking. Okay. If you tell me to do something, and then I do it in front of you, and as soon as you turn your back, I do go back to what I was doing, would you not be offended?
But it's not a matter of being offended if you was doing something that was... If I had the authority to tell you to do something, you could question it. I'm not breaking no law.
I'm not saying you are.
You know?
Yeah, but the guy's right. I mean, the pilot's analogy is ridiculous, and the dude knew this.
I'm an ultra-conservative.
That'd be like coming up to me and saying...
I'm probably more ultra-MAGA than you are, okay?
That's interesting, too, right? Now, the pilot will probably get fired for that. He won't get fired for any of the other stuff.
I'm saying that right now... I gotta make sure that
Donald Trump signed two of these for me across there. He thought it was hilarious. Everybody thinks it's hilarious. So somebody's got their panties in a wad over my hat, and I'm out here a businessman, well recognized amongst all the high. I mean, I can call the president. I can call the governor on the phone right now, Georgia. That's people I know, and I'm out here being questioned like I'm a troublemaker.
These
people are going to be looking.
We just want to make sure that you comply. Like I spoke to you.
This flight is supposed to be taken off.
Don't say anything, okay?
Either let's fly or y'all remove me from the plane.
No, just
y'all want to remove me from the plane?
No. All right. Thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
All right, so they let him on the plane, I guess, but it clearly made its way to YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it should have. Now, I do, look, you know this. I always want to know all the facts, right?
Yes.
But I don't think that anything that the guy said, I really want to know exactly what the hat says, and I'll try to do that. Maybe we can find out before the end of the show. I asked the listener who hit me on the X formerly Twitter if he had a picture of it. But that's a fascinating situation.
It is.
It is blowing up on the socials, bigly.
Get more at 971talk.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.